Many soldiers who have fought in Iraq and Afghanistan are signing up for a new battle here at home. They're joining groups dedicated to helping today's war veterans. And as NPR's John McChesney reports, these new groups are doing things a little differently.
Older veterans groups like the VFW and the American Legion have tended to grow more conservative as they've aged. But the country's also seen some radical upheavals when veterans have felt cheated or misled. In 1971, members of the Vietnam Vets Against the War, the VVAW, tossed in their medals at the Pentagon.
I'm from upstate New York, and I'd like to turn in my Bronze Star and two Purple Hearts. I lost my leg in Vietnam, and I'm totally opposed to this war we're carrying on over there.
36 years later, a new group of vets are leading a very different kind of protest. They're the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Association, or IAVA, led by Paul Rykoff.
I don't think that this generation of veterans is as radical as past generations politically. They're not as willing or interested in actually marching in the streets. I think it's evolved. You've got veterans who are running for Congress. The internet has dramatically changed the way we mobilize and organize and advocate.
Rykoff took part in the invasion of Iraq as a first lieutenant platoon commander. This group now claims to have around 60,000 members across the country. Rykoff maintains a diplomatic stance toward the older vets groups like the VFW.
Well, there was really nobody representing our generation of veterans. There were older veterans groups out there, and they were doing good work, but nobody who was representing the troops on the ground and the newest generation of veterans who had served in Iraq and Afghanistan. So there was a void.
Rykoff says his organization is not against the war in Iraq, only the way its poor execution has affected the men and women fighting in it. And although some say IAVA leans left, Rykoff says that's not true of his membership.
Politically, they're very diverse. We've got Republicans, Democrats, and everything in between. Most of our members, I think, consider themselves independents right now.
Rykoff says the IAVA's legislative priorities for this year are veterans' mental health care and a new GI Bill that would cover the actual cost of college. Another group to grow out of the war in Iraq is VoteVets.org. It's headed up by John Soltz, who served in Kosovo and Iraq and is still in the Army Reserve. He makes no bones about his organization's opposition to the Bush administration's policies.
Well, we're critical of the war in Iraq. We endorsed the Democratic proposals that were in Congress last week. We spent over a half a million dollars lobbying on its behalf. We're a very highly well-financed organization.
Unlike IAVA, VoteVets is a political action committee, and one of its primary goals is getting Iraq veterans elected to Congress. And at times, that puts them at odds with old vets groups like the VFW. That's what happened when Iraq veteran Tammy Duckworth ran for Congress in Illinois in the last election.
When the Veterans of Foreign Wars endorses Tammy Duckworth's opponent, who was one of our endorsed candidates, she lost both of her legs in Iraq, when they endorse Pete Roskam, who's never served in the military, and Tammy Duckworth, a member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and I'm a member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. It's appalling to the new veterans.
Joe Davis, the VFW's spokesman in Washington, claims that his century-old organization welcomes the newcomers, even though they have their differences.
The more people you bring to the fight from the different organizations, basically representing all veterans from all the wars, it helps.
Davis says he thinks most vets groups will unite behind expensive new legislation to give more help to wounded veterans and to increase their educational benefits. John McChesney, NPR.